producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Chills and spills on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Fun Friday. Well, maybe it'll be more fun today than it was yesterday. Yesterday, there's a lot of stuff going on the air because there's a lot of stuff going on off the air that sort of turned us away from our normal chillin' and dillin' stuff that we do. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn are here. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen taking your calls and working behind the scenes to make this a great radio program. 888-302-3684. The FBI's released video showing the death of the standoff spokesman. I see murder charges against the FBI. The guy's got his hands up. Although the hands are moving, to be sure, but this wasn't a guy that was threatening. I don't see.
Did you watch the video?
Mm-hmm. I'm seeing bits and pieces of it at DougSteffen.com, which is where we have it posted.
Did anybody else watch the video? Because I watched it this morning as I was getting ready to try and see what I could see.
Yeah, I did. I watched it.
And it's a helicopter. Mm-hmm. Video. Right.
It's flying over it, yes.
And he tries to zoom in, and the article I was reading said that he reached for his waist a couple of times.
And did you see that in the helicopter video?
You know, I could see him running, and I could see his hands go up, and then I see, I guess his hands moving. I cannot see where his hands go, what his hands do, but you can definitely see them go up and then come down, and then you see the shots. If somebody's got something where they can really zoom in on this video to see it a little better, because from the helicopter, it's tough to see what's really going on.
If the FBI has on their cars the same video cams the Chicago Police Department has, you won't see anything. There's a scathing report that has come from the city of Chicago about their 850 police cars, which all are equipped with video surveillance.
Yeah, you would think.
And pretty much all of them have been destroyed by the police that are running the cars. And that includes the policeman who shot the guy, 19 times last summer? Police logs show that the video cam was replaced, and the next day it was broken again because the guy just put, all these officers, all they do is rip the wires out, throw the batteries away, do whatever they can to make these things inoperable. At what point in time are we going to, with this sort of thing, whether it's the FBI, is the country just so big and out of control that we are taking this sort of thing in stride? This kind of stuff is like anarchy. And I'm suggesting people say, well, you want to have people out in the streets rioting. I don't want them rioting, but I want them protesting. And I want them protesting stuff like this. That is,
I think we need to know how to change things. I mean, no one knows how to change anything. Calling for rioting is not what anybody wants. But at the same point, the government is so out of control. And you see these places like Chicago that are filled with all these good people. And there's just, you can't live your lives there. I mean, it's crazy. It's a lot of crime.
It seems like you have your fringe element. And then the people who really try to do something, and they have to go to extremes to do something, these guys. And then you have your people that are just going through life, not paying attention. And there's no in between.
No. And you know what? That's it. The haves, have not. That's a great observation, Richie. Here's the next bit of malfeasance. For 4 weeks, I have been talking about what's going on in Flint. And I may be, and this is not about me sticking on my chest, Doug Stephanie, he's so great. But I'm sure that I was the first guy on a radio program to start talking about this, and now it keeps bleeding out and bleeding out. Well, you know what happened yesterday? There were a bunch of leaked emails from people who work for the state of Michigan who are seeing all this stuff and say, this is just not right. So what they did was leak emails that show that workers in the state office building in Flint knew that the water was bad a year ago, and they were getting water coolers from the state because they were concerned about the tap water. They were bringing bottles of water in and those big jugs that come from the providers. They knew it was a year ago that they knew the water was bad, and they didn't do a thing about it. Not a thing. And look at the babies. Look at the children who have now suffered and will suffer. Many of them lose their lives because of a lead impact on their lives. How is this acceptable? How do you run a government, an operation like this, and have, as you were, Richie, you just said it, the haves and the have-nots, because I work for the man, I've got privilege, I get water, you, because you pay the bill and you're foolish enough to live in the state of Michigan, you get screwed.
By the way, I'm watching the FBI video that's been enhanced on TV right now.
Yeah.
He definitely reaches for his coat pocket.
He does.
No doubt.
Did he have a gun on him, Rich, when they saw him?
Yeah, he had a gun on him.
Yeah, well, he definitely reached.
Yeah. So what about when he had his hands up, what was that?
The one thing you can say...
He did have his hands up.
He did have his hands up. The one thing that this guy's been very vocal about, and so you have to give the benefit of the doubt here to law enforcement, is that he said he would never allow himself to be arrested. This guy, Finnicum, was one of the ones that was saying he would never allow it.
56 years old, 11 children. What motivates somebody to do this? So what gets somebody so riled up?
Love of God and country.
Yeah. Your patriotism comes before...
Is it that these people are patriots?
They think they are.
Yeah. I commend them for trying to do something, but I think we all agree.
Are we going to remember who this guy was a year from today?
Will he be Ruby Ridge? Will he be Waco? Will he be...
But what's happened, Rich, we have Waco. This is Waco Redux. You have the Ruby Ridge Redux. This is the same playbill. It's the same playbill that has taken place over and over again. So we're learning our lessons. They're learning how to send hundreds of people in to overreact to something. Nobody was going to get hurt with this.
Yeah, you wonder what would happen if the government just would have left the refuge.
Leave them alone. Right.
Just leave them alone. Leave.
Yeah.
Ugh. An empty building, and just 3 months later, like, if nobody cared that they were in there,
nobody pays attention.
The government used to send you pizza.
Yeah.
You know, the government sent them pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah.
But did they run out of food or something like that? They didn't have snacks or food. They were asking people. I mean, wouldn't that get them out after a while?
Oh, they had. They were asking for people to deliver blankets and food. And instead, people were delivering, like, you know, guns. Sex toys.
Oh. Facebook.com/good day. Twitter at good day. Stephen writes to our Twitter account. Well, watched the video several times. Blew up the picture. He went for his gun because he was being shot. They opened fire on him and he tried to defend himself. So this is interesting. Which came first?
Yeah, what the time?
Ah, there's Richie. That's something I'd want to know.
No, that's something we'd have to, I'd have to watch.
That's a question. That this guy asked a very good question. Thank you, Stephen. Ricky writes, if the 12-year-old child in Ohio with a BB gun can get shot and killed within 2 seconds by police with no charges, this guy who nearly killed a bunch of cops with his truck and then ran out on foot while armed is just as fair a case for deadly force. Okay.
True.
Understand
that
thinking? Yep. Mm-hmm. Jeff writes, this is another reason for all police to have video cameras. We can see for ourselves this man committed suicide by cop, and those officers deserve our respect for handling such a dangerous situation.
Could you ever imagine the FBI having to have a video camera? Never, never, ever.
And if it's like Chicago, what do you think? The police around the rest of the country are going to see that, and they're going to start doing the same thing. They're just going to make their video cameras inoperative. Don writes, hard to tell, but I watched a couple of times. He could have just pulled his hands high in the air like a statue. Looks like a justified shooting to me. He did have a gun in the location where he was reaching. So, more interpretation of that. More thoughts. Help yourself. Facebook.com/good day. A lot of people using Twitter. Help yourself. Twitter at good day. 16 after the hour on good day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea, call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volante treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples. As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only, ends 1/3/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta, Jennifer, Richie, and I focused on what's going on. You see the video of the private audience Leonardo DiCaprio had with the Pope? I thought it was kind of cool, actually. Here's a kid that grew up as a Catholic who now is a Buddhist, and he goes to visit the Pope. He kisses his ring, sits down, the Pope brings him into his apartment, and they sit down and they have a chat. I just, I don't know what to think, except
I thought it was cool.
Yeah. And so, I mean, when you think about it, it is kind of a cool thing. All right, speaking of things that are cool, lots of speculation in the last 12 to 14 hours about what caused those sonic booms to rock the East Coast. Roberta says there was a bunch of fighter jets who were out. They were testing. These are new planes, and they were testing to see how fast they could get up to the speed of sound. And that's what breaks the sound barrier. That's what the sound is.
Yeah, there were five of them in like 90 minutes, and they were getting all sorts of phone calls. Apparently, they're F-35C and F-18 from the Naval Air Station at Patuxent River, Maryland.
You know, here's the deal.
So why aren't they over in the Middle East bombing Daesh?
Well, Andrews Air Force Base, and we're just down the road from Patuxent, past Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Usually, every time they do something like this, they announce it well in advance on the radio.
Yes, so you don't freak out.
And on the TV news. Right. And they say they're going to be doing drills, they're going to be doing tests, they're going to be doing practice runs, blah, blah, blah. And because we see them all the time overhead, it makes you wonder why with sonic booms coming, they wouldn't have announced it.
They wouldn't say something, yeah.
I did not hear anything about it yesterday.
No.
Well, they're saying as certain atmospheric conditions can change the way they're heard, so maybe they didn't think they'd be heard where they were and the sound carried in some way.
Is Roberta the only one I catch who says they say?
Who are they?
U.S. Geological Survey. They're the ones that measured it. Yeah.
See?
21 after our good day.
You're busy.
Doug's going to make a sonic boom in the break.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. 3 days of living.
Yeah, okay. Let's skim it off the top here. The My Three Songs Contest, 888-302-3684. The prize is a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Great When You Do the Work, and it is. You will love the inspiration in this book. We have three songs that have something in common. And today, yesterday was good. It was fun. It was kind of easy. Today may be fun and easy as well. You have to decide that.
I can't figure it out.
Oh, come on. Let's get started. Here, okay. First song of our three, Sun Always Shines on TV by A-ha. 1985 is the year. This tune made it to the top 10 in 13 countries. Number one in Ireland, the UK, and Norway, interestingly enough. The song Take On Me, that's the, if you're trying to figure out what song do I know from A-ha, it was Take On Me. Big song. Okay. So, by the way, U2 says this song was what inspired them to do Beautiful Day. Why'd you stop playing it? That's a good song.
Because I thought you were going to go to the next song.
I am. Second song in the three is The Boss with 57 Channels and Nothing On.
Okay, got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
It's from 1992, I think, Roberta, right?
That was the song. I believe so, yep.
Yeah. Bruce says this song was a playful misfire, sounding like a departure from the music that he usually writes and records. This track didn't feature any guests. The album came from, Sam Moore was in this, Bobby Hatfield, and Randy Jackson.
Sam Moore doing what? It's only Bruce.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what information.
Werder, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's never done this in concert.
This is from an album.
I think he has, but not often.
How does his butt look when he does this in concert, Roberta?
Now we're talking about the heart.
Roberta is an expert on Bruce's butt. We know that. All right, 888-302-3684. First song by A-ha, Sun Always Shines on TV. This is 57 Channels, Nothing On by Bruce.
You just gave it
the
away.
Last one is by Weird Al Yankovic.
I can't watch this. Yo, kid.
Give me that remote control.
Hey, watch this.
Talk and bounce. Stick shows is America's funniest home video. I can't love it. Believe my eyes want to see the kind of stuff that wins.
I don't have my call, Commander Richie. So you're in charge.
Okay.
This is a parody of MC Hammer's number one hit from 1990 by Weird Al. This came from 1993. The record label was concerned about all the advertisers and TV shows that are mentioned in this song. A lot of them. Because of that, they changed their mind about releasing it as a single. And so there were a lot of promotional CDs around. Record company destroyed all of them. But some, obviously it survived because we were listening to it, right? All right, so Weird Al, The Boss, and Aha. Interesting what they have in common here. 888-302-3684. Who's figured it out, Richie?
Let's see if Roger in Tucson knows what it is.
Roger, listen to the FM talk station in Tucson. Hi, Roger. Welcome to Good Day.
Good day to you there, sir.
How are you doing? All right?
I'm on the way to the boneyard to go to work.
The boneyard? What are you doing in the boneyard? You work at the boneyard, the plane boneyard?
The plane boneyard. I'm an aircraft electrician out there.
Oh, that's
Doug
gotta
wants
be a cool
your job.
Place.
You want to switch?
I want to come see you and visit. When can I do that? Send me your email address so that I can come look around there. Can I do that?
I will send you my email and see what we can do for you there, buddy.
All right, good. All right, so what do these three songs have in common?
Well, I kind of think they all have TV in common, but, you know, TV anymore nowadays, if you don't have Ozzy and Harriet and Leave It to Beaver, I'm not too much interested in
it. Love it.
Right on top of things. Yes, watching TV is what they have. You win the book, sir. Hold on a second. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Exercise for senior dogs. As your dog heads into his senior years, he may not be able to run as fast, jump as high, or have the stamina he once had. Whether they're perfectly healthy or experience limited mobility as a result of a condition, it's important for guardians to understand their dog's limits and create an exercise routine that all parties will enjoy. The most chronic issue seen in dogs that limits their mobility and exercise level is osteoarthritis. A decrease in your dog's exercise tolerance can also be due to decreased heart function. So it's important to work on an exercise program with older pets and your veterinarian at the same time. And start out gradually. You know, sometimes we look at our dogs and we don't want to admit they're getting older, a little gray around the muzzle, not as quick as they were. So that 2-mile jog for you may be okay, but it may not be okay any longer for your 10 or 12 year old dog. So watch them carefully. If it looks like they're struggling, if it looks like they're having difficulty, it's time to stop and increase a new exercise program with less effort. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Yep. Yeah, I know you do.
You can do it.
Yeah, I know.
You can.
You can help. Yeah, 33 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Richie's at the controls. We're having a moderately informative Friday. Lots of opinions here as usual. Yours invited, 888-302-3684. Although I'm finding that maybe it's because my attention is there, but there's a lot more on Twitter. And we seem to be more on Twitter than we do Facebook. Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. And some people say that's because Facebook has become passé.
No.
But Zuckerberg's doing a lot to try to make it more relevant in a lot of different ways. Didn't they do something this week?
They're just different platforms. Twitter is the kind of thing where you can be constantly posting, and it's a constant conversation, whereas Facebook is more like you start a conversation once or twice a day, and then you keep that conversation going. So because of that, it's the reason that we're kind of always on Twitter.
Yep. All right. So let's spread some more information about what the World Health Organization said yesterday regarding the Zika virus. My instincts tell me, but you know how my instincts work when it comes to authority, government, and this is just like a big government. The World Health Organization has tried to stir the pot when it comes to the Zika virus, saying it's spreading explosively. Call for an emergency meeting of the United Nations to decide whether it needs to be declared an international health crisis. For those of you who don't know, the Zika virus, you get it from a mosquito bite. Symptoms include fever, rash, pink eye. It's been around for decades. As a matter of fact, I went back and found the first reports of it just after World War II. Hasn't caused much trouble up until now. And that's because The virus has recently been linked to babies born with the, what do they call it, the strawberry head syndrome. I don't know what the technical term for it is, but you know what I'm talking about. The virus has spread to 20 countries, mostly Latin American countries. So now these world health geeks say that if you're pregnant, you better not get bitten by this bug. Well, how are you going to know? There could be as many as 4 million cases in the next year or so, they say. There's no vaccine. I can't believe that there isn't some enterprising drug company out there looking to make a killing on this. World Health Organization just giving them a platform. Okay, we've got the fix. We've got the vaccine. You can get it from us, and it's only $70 a shot. Come and get it and save. And I'm not trying to be facetious and playing lightly on this, because if you are pregnant, apparently, if this information is correct, it really is a problem. And so, but is it just another one of these things that these organizations, see, my cynicism comes through here. These people are always trying to make themselves so important, so that they create something.
You know, is it really going to get important here?
Do this, what?
So this thing's been around since 1947, and pretty much
I just saw you that.
Yeah, I know. I knew you did.
Or probably before that, that's what they found.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to use a classic Doug Stephan line. If you'll let me finish, it's stayed on the equatorial line.
He was about to say a Dudley line. Yeah, right. Go ahead.
It stayed on the equatorial line, right? So all along the equator in the South American and Asian countries. Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's spreading beyond the equator now? And this is where people are going to start to go nuts.
Global warming?
Global warming.
Yep. There you go.
So now you're going to have the
global warming.
Wait. How are you going to blame global warming? Are the mosquitoes hot, so they're like going north for the winter?
No, the temperatures are getting...
temperatures are warmer in areas where they weren't before, so that the mosquitoes can live. I'm telling you, when this is all over, the mosquitoes and the cockroaches and Donald Trump will be the only one left on the planet.
Right. Be nice to Donald. I like him.
Okay, so... Twitter, @GoodDay, Matt writes, it's funny how no one is mentioning the genetically engineered mosquitoes that were released by Oxitec in Brazil. Coincidence?
Oh, sure, the GMO.
I think not. Kathy writes, too bad Big Pharma can't make a buck off of curing this, or they'd be right on it. Well, Kathy, they are right on it. They're working on it as we speak.
Wow.
This would be another one of those shots that you need to get, or do you not?
When you search the term genetically modified... in Google, first term that comes up, the first search result, genetically modified food. The second one, genetically modified organisms. The third one, genetically modified mosquitoes.
Mm.
So that's a freaky thought, man. Think about that for warfare.
All right, 38 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program. I want you to think about something else. You know, we've made a big deal, and by the way, to not leave this for a second, with regard to the Zika virus, there are people who say that we have a problem with it in our country because all the illegals that are coming here from these countries that are on the equator, Richie, that are wanting to work in our country, they're going to be the problem. All right, so let's talk about immigration for a moment, and who the largest group of emigres, they call them emigres, right? People immigrating from other country are emigres. Mm-hmm. Guess where most of them came from in the last 4 months. Take a guess. Anybody guessing?
So we're thinking Syria, right?
Syria, Middle East?
Nope. All right.
Canada.
Here is a report, a talk radio program.
Canada? I mean, like
that we listened to earlier. Charlie Parker and Jim Forsyth talking about the immigrants that are coming illegally. Where are they coming from? Listen to this.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 Cubans have entered the U.S. illegally over...
Okay, you want any more?
Charlie, and that number is expected to increase. There's a real
Cubans
from Cuba right now. And the
I've heard South America and, you know, like El Salvador, that area, that like Central America have been huge. I hadn't heard Cuba. That's interesting.
Richie, you want to listen to some more of that? You think there's any more? I don't know what else is in there.
Somewhere in the neighborhood of 60,000 Cubans have entered the U.S. illegally over... short period of time.
Yeah, Charlie, and that number is expected to increase. There's a real exodus from Cuba right now, and the reason for it is the normalization of relations between Washington and Havana, which we saw between the Castro brothers, not those Castro brothers, but
coming over on cruise ships, attack Princess Lines,
the Obama administration. Yeah. Ever since 1962, when the U.S. broke off relations with Cuba, it has been understood in immigration circles that if Cubans can get to the United States, they will receive legal status and eventually will become naturalized citizens. It's called the wet foot, dry foot policy.
Effect?
Because for many, many years, as you know, the main reason for Cubans to get to the United States was to float out on the Caribbean in these leaky rafts and try to make it to Florida. And if they made it to Florida, they'd hit the jackpot and they could become U.S. citizens. Now enter the Mexican drug cartels. Like we've talked before, their drug business is shrinking. They're trying to branch out into new areas. And there is nothing more lucrative and nothing with more of growth potential in this world today than human smuggling. So they actually...
I think we get the point. There, the Cubans. The Cubans are coming. The Cubans are coming. All I can think of is that poor kid on the what was his name? Elian Gonzalez.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
On the tube.
I remember that.
And all those other people that came over the Muriel
with
boat
his dead mother.
Yep. Right. Yep.
Unbelievable. Okay, so here's something. Let's see what we can stir here for a moment. Jennifer's going to do the television report in a moment, but first, yesterday, the supreme leader. I love this of Iran, the Ayatollah.
Supreme
released a video
leader.
In which he said America assists the fake Zion regime. And they say in their slogans they are opposed to terrorism and the Daesh, and they're lying. He said the translator was at the Middle East Media Research Institute. He says there was no Holocaust. It never happened. This is a provocation of the Supremes. Every time I see a picture of the Ayatollah, we should play the Supremes. Yeah. Anyway, the Nazis didn't kill 6 million Jews. It's a made-up. This is all nonsense, according to the Ayatollah. The real problem is what we're doing to Muslims. The Holocaust is how the world is treating Muslims. So we're here to stand up against the pressures of the rest of the world, and we're going to tell you the rest of the world is feeding you a line, and we're standing up against ignorance. So says the Ayatollah. All right? So that's what you're dealing with. What?
Brazil is considered the epicenter of the Zika outbreak. I'm still reading about this. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's that going to do for the Olympics?
Terrific, huh? All right. By the way, there's a when the Olympics are in July down in Brazil.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. 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 Okay. There's a protest coming from the El Chapo ranch. El Chapo. Quarters, what would we call his contingent, his friends?
Prisoners.
Apparently.
People.
Yes. The Mexican actress who helped him,
Ms. Castillo,
is that how you pronounce your name?
Castillo, uh-huh.
She says that Sean Penn screwed him over. And literally screwed me over as well. That he didn't do what he promised to do, took advantage of me.
Because you're hanging out with a drug lord, you idiot.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, hello.
I don't feel sorry for you at all.
Hello.
Well, part of what I'm reading between the lines is here, I'm wondering if in fact that's really what he felt, why he didn't just kill Sean Penn.
Well, I think that's a real threat. In fact, somebody was saying that Sean Penn was a little nervous because of him.
He should be.
Yeah, El Chapo got caught. Come on.
Yeah.
That could be a brand new reality TV show. Hiding out with Sean Penn.
El Chapo, Sean Penn.
Where in the world is?
They could put a GoPro on Sean Penn and a GoPro on El Chapo and just follow them around every day.
Did I see that Ethan Couch, the affluenza teen, was sent back from Mexico this week?
Yeah, he finally stopped fighting. Because remember, they were trying to extradite him, and he was fighting it because he was trying to play the game. Like, he could wait another couple of months, he'd get a much better sentence, because his previous one would have been, what do they call it? What's the word I'm thinking of?
Double Jeopardy or something?
When you're
expired.
Young, it's like expunged.
Expunged.
Yeah, his record. Now he's...
Yeah, but then he hung out in a Mexican prison cell for 3 months and realized that maybe that's
he
not
met
a good
El
idea.
Chapo, and he's like, check, please. I'll take it. Send me back to Texas.
That's got to be nice accommodation.
And him had like a thing going.
There
you
go.
What would you... Oh, come on, Roberta. What would make you think that?
She likes that.
All right, you know what? Here's another one of those. I'm looking at pictures right now. Jennifer, I'm taking away from your time, but forgive me for a moment. I'm looking at these three guys that escaped from the Orange County Jail. It's been a long time since I've seen anybody this stuff looking.
Oh, they're
and
ugly.
They were just in
horrible
this,
looking.
But the...
And if you're in my backyard, but I mean very handsome, sir.
Well, this woman... This is back to the same thing we were talking about.
Yeah.
No,
this woman who was the translator, she was teaching English as a second language, so she apparently had an affair with one of these guys and helped him get out.
Have these women not heard about Match.com? Like, why are you doing this? Why are you looking at these lowlifes in prison?
Oh my god!
Lowlifes on internet dating instead.
The last one was a female.
It's a little personal. There's got to be some insight there, personally.
It's like, give me a break, people. There are so many options to meet people. This is not the one you should be choosing.
What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, I just start to question whether they should allow women to be prison guards and work with these guys, because they obviously, on these two ladies.
Control ourselves.
Yeah, really.
Really?
What's going on with you girls?
You know what? Okay. Hire me. I can control myself just fine.
Yeah. That's another great reality show. There Jennifer working as a prison guard.
Oh, my God. All right, come on. Let's pause for a moment.
I'd be like, ew, keep moving.
Jennifer, next. With a television report.
Ew.
Okay, calm down, please. Can we do a couple of commercials?
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Paid for by Bonner & Partners, an independent research firm.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
Bill has posted a free video that details everything you need to know at DollarDisaster11.com. Maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDisaster11.com. That's DollarDisaster11.com.
Let's check the TV news. Oprah Winfrey's birthday is today, by the way.
I know she's an Aquarian, just like me.
From her, be thankful for what you have, you'll end up having more.
Man, what do you get Oprah for her birthday? What do you think?
Nothing.
Yeah. This week she made $12 million on her Weight Watchers stock.
That's right.
What do you buy her?
She doesn't need a birthday present. You don't buy her anything.
For the mogul who has everything. Hey, a program reminder this weekend, the musical Grease that Fox is doing, they're jumping into the musical business now on the Fox Network. You can catch it Sunday at 7 p.m. It is a live broadcast of Grease starring Julianne Hough, Vanessa Hudgens, and Carly Rae Jepsen. So
Sting is going to be the halftime show at the NBA All-Star Game. game? Is he a basketball fan?
Cool. The NBA has always been a little sub
production here.
Yeah, they've been a little subpar to the NFL and the Super Bowl, so why not up the ante a little? Sting's going to headline the All-Star Game halftime show, which will take place on Valentine's Day, February 14th.
Look what I just saw. Celebrity Apprentice and Arnold. Who I forgot. Yeah. Arnold's going to be the host.
Yeah. You know, okay, so, yes, we'll skip to that, Ducky. You're the boss.
All right. Well, I'm just wondering who's on.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger, this is not the news. This has already been announced. So Arnold Schwarzenegger has been announced as the host of Celebrity Apprentice, taking over for Donald Trump. But what NBC is going to do now is bring in a lot of advisors. So on tap for this season, which is season number 8, Warren Buffett, or Buffet, as I like to call him, Tyra Banks, Steve Ballmer, Jessica Alba. They've all signed on as advisors for the 8th season of Celebrity Apprentice, and the cast has now been announced. They are Layla Ali, Brooke Burke-Charvet, she was on Baywatch, because I knew you were going to ask who she is, Eric Dickerson, I think he's an athlete, Boy George, that should be fun, Matt Iseman, Kerry Keegan, Carson Kressley, Lisa Leslie, John Lovitz, Vince Neil, Snooki, come on, Kyle Richards, Jill Sonnen, Portia Williams, Ricky Williams, and Carney Wilson. So there you have it. They'll be competing.
House of Cards renewed for another season by Netflix. What a great show that is.
I love it.
A little dark, though. 51 after on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Right place. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, is with us in a moment. We'll talk about the Zika virus and what travelers need to know about that. We also will find out how things happened as everybody got over what happened last weekend travel-wise. And I want to talk about a new site that I found, courtesy of Pauline's help. It's really good when it comes to tracking fares.
And I need to know how to go to the Keys cheap for spring break.
Okay, Richie. We'll make it all about you in a moment here on Good Day.
little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-529-3894. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-529-3894. 800-529-3894. That's 800-529-3894.
All right, Pauline, good to have you here as usual. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guide. What has come as a result of all of these flights? I think I saw 7,500 flights were canceled. Are people still trying to get back to where they needed to go, or is that pretty much taken care of, and did the airlines do a good job?
I think the airlines are doing a better job than they used to do, but there still are some people trying to get home. And if you're one of them, my big advice is be persistent. They may tell you there's no flight out for 2 days. Call back in half an hour. Speak to someone else. It's such a fluid situation when these disasters occur that sometimes, you know, the person who had your seat will decide, oh, heck, I'll drive it. And you may find just by being persistent that you'll get where you're going. And you know where I am right now? Dallas. I'm here for the Travel and Adventure Show. Yeah, I was in Chicago last week. I'm one of the people crazily flying around the country. And I got to tell you, the airports aren't too nuts right now. I think for the most part, they've sorted this out.
One of the things that I find interesting. Yeah, no, I got you. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can.
Great. Get the tin cans and the wire out of here. The reality of the scare tactics being used by the World Health Organization and some of the medical community regarding the Zika virus, which, as it turns out, has been around for a long, long time. What do travelers need to know about this if they're going into Central America, South America? Is it really something to worry about?
It is if you are pregnant. This seems to be a virus that has morphed. It was a virus that had very, very mild symptoms until recently, and now they are finding that women who are pregnant, if they get the virus, could endanger their fetus, and the baby could be born with terrible brain defects, a smaller head, and brain damage. However, I did have a long conversation with somebody from the CDC to say, does the virus linger in the system? If you're a woman of childbearing age, does this mean you have to wipe the Caribbean off your list altogether? And she said, she gave me an unequivocal no. It exits the system. It exits the blood after about a week. So it seems like, and I think it's still emerging what the ramifications for this are, but it seems like this is really only an issue for pregnant women.
What'd you make of the situation on that American Airlines 777 leaving London for Los Angeles, flight attendants fainting, people getting sick, the plane's halfway over the North Atlantic, and instead of keeping its heading toward the west, it turns around and goes back to London? And the people on the plane say it was really quite a scene. I haven't heard anything like that happen for quite a long time. Have you?
No, that was really a mystery. And I don't think to this moment they know exactly what happened. But I think they made the right decision. You don't want to be stuck over the ocean when things are really going wrong on board and nobody knows why.
But that was one
plane out of the million.
Yeah. But it underscores sort of what happens when you think about a two-engine plane being over the North Atlantic or any big body of water. And where do you go? Pauline, thank you. Pauline Frommer from...
Hey.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.